Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, I mean, wherever you think we need to go observe from.
Yeah, so I guess Alaith is going to start leading back in. Or leading the way farther in.
Okay.
Ben, probably maybe the Dixon Theater is what we try to get on top of.
Okay.
I figure that.
Is this leading us into any of Tiernan's no-no directions?
Oh, absolutely. The closer you get to the river, the stronger the... Oh boy, this isn't great. Entropy gets, and the stronger the sense of danger gets. It's definitely... go this way, prepare for a fight.
Okay. I'm keeping my entropy and spirit vision up. Just that's not been let go of.
I would also lightly channel the foresight thing still.
Yeah.
The other option is we take the wagons up and over the town and you look down from there.
I mean, Astoria and I could just turn invisible and fly nice and high and take a look and come back.
Try?
Also, Sting, like, your best vantage point would probably be on top of the hospital. But
yeah, but I figure the hospital's going to be its own kind of mess, and
probably.
My brain is registering more towards the bridge. Which is the hospital's in line with that. Or not the hospital, but the theater. We're going all the way out to the hospital. We're getting a lot closer to that river.
Yep.
Okay, well, Chase, if you can get me and Taryn invisible, I can just fly up with him.
I can help with that to take some of the load off of you.
Cool.
And Olathe, with a bit of smoke and light, is going to have 4 successes on Forces 2 magic, and probably 2 apiece to make them, to make at least Astoria and Taryn invisible.
Oh shit, hold on, we had a time skip.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. Doesn't need to be Taryn, Astoria is just gonna... change into a bird because she got life 4 over time skip.
Oh, you're taking paradox for that then.
That's okay.
All right,
it's not real.
Okay, what kind of bird?
A Taryn bird, a white one though.
Okay, let me check. Okay, so that will be a diff 8 for change into large board.
Oh, little bird.
That makes it harder.
Oh, well, shit. Never mind. I'm just going to fly with Taryn then.
A raven, I would qualify as a moderate sized board. So I'm putting that under large because there's large and small. I didn't differentiate it that small, but it would be a diff 8 to be a bird.
I'll just fly with Taryn. This is
sorry.
This is probably more complicated than it needs to be now.
But yeah, that's why I had been asking at the Sanctum, because I was gonna have Olathe turn into a bird. Plus you would also have the learning to fly as a bird.
Well,
thing.
There is that. Storia is a hermetic. The Sanctum would work for her. So it would be less than a diff 8, actually.
Way to stumble into that one, Sting.
That's, again, that's kind of why I pointed out of, you know, the only one it worked for was Astoria.
So actually, that would drop it back to a diff 6 for Astoria to become a bird, if you want to be a bird.
I do really want to be a bird.
Be a fucking bird.
Okay.
How traditional are you?
Extremely.
Really fucking traditional.
More traditional than you.
Extremely traditional.
Raised in it from birth.
Yeah.
Yeah, Olathe didn't stumble. Alright, this was 100%.
Okay. Diff 6. Two tens. 3, 4 successes.
Sorry, answering DM. Yeah, that is sufficient to transform Astoria in front of everybody into a big white raven with a little bit of a for good measure. Yeah, Bubby?
Blue Boy did not like that.
I heard him. He did a boof. That'll be 1 point of Ye Olde Paradox.
No, it wouldn't, because in the Sanctum.
In the Sanctum, you're right. Thank you.
Sanctum.
That's why I was hoping that I could at least get the no paradox part of the Sanctum, because Olathe was willing to take the difficulty on, but I wanted to practice flying.
All right, so Astoria is a big white raven. Oh, hold on. Blue's doing some big boy barks.
I relate so hard to this moment.
Silence?
No, the dog is losing his shit. I need to go address it.
He's in the room with Emmy, so they're addressing it, but... He might have detected one of the free cats outside the house again. That's been happening a bit lately.
Intruder alert.
We've got two free cats. No, he's still mad about the bird noise.
Wild.
Play it again.
Right, because you've got speakers on.
You
noted. Okay.
It's okay. No, I could put headphones on later.
Blue is just so dedicated, and he's like, government spy cameras in the room.
He's a good boy.
He's such a boy.
He is, in fact, such a boy.
Just a silly little guy.
He's that boy.
He's not a little guy.
He's smallish for a pity.
He's a little fella.
Oh shit, what up?
And have Hecate back. She's screaming at the door.
Oh. Alright, welcome back, BB Cat. Alright. So, Astoria. What doing?
Waiting to be invisible. Well, I guess Astoria doesn't need to be invisible.
That's true.
Bird.
Yeah.
Bird.
All right, so Chase is getting 4 successes of invisibility, I guess. If the other two aren't trying to be invisible, even though there's no other birds or shit around.
See, Olathe raises a excellent point there. But yeah, that's going to be 6 successes worth of flying for Chase. And my roll 20 is feeling extremely grumpy with me right now.
I will take the invisible, Olathe. Thank you.
All right, then I mean, if you want to be the only bird.
No, it's... You're right.
All right, so first two go or split between those two. Then Chase gets 2 successes as well. So 2 successes on all 3 of them. Samson has to stay on the ground.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you're handling all the invisibility, that is going to be, yeah, 6 successes worth of chase go fly fast.
Okay.
And then 4 successes, because that's a rote, worth of mind linketize with the other people, since we're all 3 going to be invisible and therefore won't be seeing each other. Or I guess we'll probably see each other's spirit patterns, but, yeah. Mind link, fly, Aletha handled invisibility. We are good to go, I believe.
I'd like to make us spiritually less noticeable as well for, like, other things that might be looking.
Okay.
And, there has been music posted in the soundtrack to The End of the World for the Chase FM update. It's Samson's favorite because it's called Stick.
Nice. What is the difficulty?
Sanctum.
To shroud your spirit? Genuinely don't know.
I mean, it'd basically be a ward, so it should be sphere 2, shouldn't it?
If you're running it like kind of the same thing as invisibility, I don't see a reason 2 wouldn't work either.
So you'd be a diff 3 in a sanctum.
4.
Is it 4?
I'm assuming I do not have the top tier efficiency sanctum given.
Oh, there.
Yeah. So yeah, diff 4.
Okay, 4 successes.
Okay. That is enough to shield you a little bit spiritually.
Yeah, I'd like to see if there's anything like pinging off it at some point, and that's, then we're good.
Okay. So we're going flying.
They fly now.
They fly now. All right. So you fly out over the river. A few things come immediately to notice without needing any kind of perception rolls about it. You can see the black, oily corruption that you had seen before through Jesse. It does render the water pretty much opaque. It looks like it's just straight up petroleum. It looks like a fucking oil slick in the river. And it is all along the riverbanks. The trees along the edges of that island in the middle of the river are dead or dying because oil slick. And over a substantial chunk of that river, that island and the river itself, is a low fog bank that doesn't belong to anywhere else in the city. It abruptly stops just south of the dam and across like the northern corner of the island, and it's a bright sunny day. It's not particularly warm, but it's not humid. None of the natural weather conditions are in place to generate a fog bank. This shouldn't be here.
I bet you it's there.
As far as entropic and spirit vision, the entropy is nauseatingly warm. It is difficult to continue looking directly at it. just because the sense of primordial cosmic decay that you get off of it is pretty awful. It's like nails on a chalkboard if it was inside your gut. And for spirit-wise, the corruption, the fog, those are both spiritual in nature. Some kind of way. And there is a very large spirit presence of some kind hiding at the bottom of this river.
Wormscale, is it equal, better, or worse than the Nexus Crawler vibe?
Not on that level. Definitely not on that level.
Not that.
Thank fuck.
It's big spooky, but not of the, it's borderline a god level. It's some kind of creature. Not great. Probably quite dangerous, but it's not Nexus Crawler level.
Well, it's not as bad as the Nexus Crawler.
I have several ideas now.
Yeah?
Yeah. And the more I think about them, the more they seem at least a little bit Looney Tunes, but that's... You don't even know what that means, do you? Never mind.
Is he still in the mind like with Jesse?
Not from here now. So... Hang on. And then he just starts thinking at Astoria and builds a big old mental image of large metal spikes, like the length of buses, just being dropped into the river from up here until it looks like there's blood in the river. Followed by another one of redirecting the river and just fish flopping around in an empty riverbed. Huh?
So we're reasonably certain it's aquatic because it can't leave? So maybe drying up the river will stop it?
Yeah. Or we throw large metal spikes at it until it dies from up here where it can't get us because it's in the river. It wouldn't people bringing stuff to it in the river if it could leave.
The birds are gone, so, like, that had to happen somehow. They might have gotten when they went down to fish, though. So, I mean, there's...
They might have also just left because there's scary shit here and birds do that.
Out of character reminder, Olathe showed everyone through the mirror that there were no fish left in the river as well.
Yeah. Every wildlife in the area has either been consumed or left. But, like, birds just kind of don't go places that are scary. It might just be that they left. But, like, the dam probably is... more realistic.
Banjo, can I make you a wits occult, or I guess it would be intelligence occult at this point, to see if the combination of the fog, the river degradation, the creatures... Oh, Chase, did Jesse show you the creatures? Is that what was happening?
Yeah.
Can I see them?
Yeah.
And the combination of the creatures that Chase is showing me, can jog a memory or jog some research about what this might be.
Sure. Okay. What diff? Diff 8.
Diff 8? Four successes.
Okay. So, the weird people, the more you see worm and water and weird people with weird eyeballs, that slowly starts to come together in your head. You've been fortunate enough never to encounter these, but Seth told you a story a long time ago about encountering one of these, and it was kind of a nasty story. You're reasonably sure that these are Anurana. Werefrogs. A mockery breed created by Pentex. kind of a failure of a mockery breed, because they were just totally not controllable. They did whatever the fuck they wanted to. But they are quite fond of polluted waters and things that create and thrive in polluted waters. In fact, pretty much have to be in polluted waters and will defend polluted waters because that's their homes. As for why they're here, the timeline that you got had whatever's in the water getting here first, followed by the werefrogs. Give me 1 second to remember, because I forgot to jot this down, but I do have it saved somewhere. The creature in the water is another wormish creature. The behavior that you're seeing isn't completely consistent with this creature, because you don't know them usually to live in water like this. God damn it, where is this thing? Sorry, I thought I had it marked, and I fucking do not. It is literally a thing that spews oil. It is a moving oil slick. Like a large snake type creature. That basically just slithers across the landscape, corrupting everything it touches.
Dish soap.
Kind of, yeah.
We're gonna use dish soap.
But the fact that the Anurana appear to be feeding it people isn't really consistent with the behavior of that particular beastie. Or the fact that it has parked its ass in a river and refuses to move. That is also not super consistent. So it's possible it's some kind of hybrid. Or
injured, maybe?
Possibly.
It's going to have some babies.
Or some version of that that has slithered out of the Umbra. At this point, all of you would have at least a decent grasp of your local geography and would remember that the river that you're on at this exact moment does in fact run through Rockford. So it is not at all impossible that whatever this is slithered out of the blight in Rockford and made its way downriver until it found somewhere cozy.
Storia has been projecting all that to Chase.
Chase is also very confidently misidentified the Inurana as Murlocs. And being there for a very brief series of World of Warcraft related things, followed by a sketched out theory that maybe the web is leaking here. Because I had zero successes on my own intelligence occult check to identify these.
You're gonna get like a question mark ping from Astoria.
Not that then.
Confused raven noises.
No.
Okay. Go ahead then.
You said Inurana is the name?
Inurana. Yep. I can type it out in the chat.
Werefrogs. Werefrogs and some sort of oil slick snake spirit of some kind. It essentially just spews oil out. It's they're not usually
What?
They're not usually quite this sedentary. So maybe it's hurt, maybe it's pregnant, maybe it's
decided to
stay here for some reason, but the werefrogs feeding it is not normal, but it's probably from Rockford, maybe? Like, the river goes through it, so it's
God damn it.
Not unlikely that it slithered out of the fucking wormhole there and ended up here, which means that's not unlikely to happen elsewhere.
That's really more references you wouldn't get. Damn it.
Yeah,
that means we're gonna have to go back to Rockford at some point.
Oh, we most certainly. That if that's putting out monsters into the world? Yeah.
No. We're gonna need to figure out how weapons of mass destruction work in the new world. And then we're not gonna have to go to Rockford. Yeah.
Like a spirit bomb?
I don't know. Something.
Didn't that, like, destroy Horizon last time they tried that?
A smaller one.
Right, because right.
If we could drop a magical nuke on Rockford and not have to go there to deal with the Nexus Crawler, that would be really cool.
Would be really cool. It does not align with our luck in any of this.
I know.
Ever.
I know. But,
but.
So, what are the odds that blocking the river and what are the odds that that works?
Ben, you said these are not typically, like, obligate, aquatic organisms?
Not as far as you can recall, no.
Typically these aren't, like, obligated to be in the water, so, like, it might be a hybrid, or it might have something wrong with it, but
so, like, spikes from the sky is probably the better option, then?
Spike from the sky is probably a better option, or, like, some sort of something that's really bad for oil, like, oh.
Well, I soap. Guess
that doesn't work anymore. I was going to say, like, those little, like, robots that are supposed to break down oil particles, but, you know.
I don't think that's real.
What?
Are you telling me right now that there might be a slim chance that dumping, like, a tanker truck worth of Dawn dish soap into the river is going to fix our problem?
I mean, like, there's a non-zero chance that that would work. I mean,
I want to try that.
If it could... Okay, so, like, here's the thing. Werefrogs are, like, obligate pollution, like, magnets. They have to go where the water is polluted. So if we clean up the water... then, like... Yeah, they might leave. And if the soap hurts the oil, then... Yeah?
So do you remember that time I suggested something and you guys called me a... That's quite a few times. I was going to say, and you guys called me a war criminal, but that doesn't really narrow it down much. You remember the time I was saying that Olathe and Lachlan should see about engineering a virus, and y'all were like, that's a terrible idea that could definitely go wrong in a lot of ways?
Yeah.
So hear me out. What if we have Olathe create some bacteria that consumes oil?
Like the robots I was talking about?
Yeah, but like bacteria, because...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay, so they consume the oil, they clean up the space, and then...
And then eventually there's no oil and they die because there's no oil to eat. Yeah.
Well, no, they don't eat the oil. They just have to live in the polluted waters.
No, I mean the bacteria. Like, if we have bacteria eat the oil... Not having oil, it sounds like, might resolve the problem, and then the bacteria die when there's no more oil, and it doesn't create an ecological disaster.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Alright, we should fly back to the rest of the group and
sure,
share and our findings them with them. Yeah. we say it, so we do it.
Okay.
Unless squad anything weird happens to us.
To the party. Astoria. You do, in fact, feel a ping of something of a spiritual nature trying to scout you.
Okay.
To the effect of knows you were there and looking at it, but doesn't know where you were.
Okay. It noticed, but doesn't see us.
Cool. So at least some part of what we were doing worked.
Yes.
Well, that is okay. It's definitely going to know that we're here when either the river turns into Dawn dish soap, or it starts raining spikes from the sky, or whatever we end up doing happens. No part of this process is going to be quiet, and no, it entirely really hinges on the idea that it can't fly.
Banjo.
Mm-hmm.
In my researches and my stories from Seth, did we have any sort of cliff notes about things that worked and things that didn't?
Is there a world in which Seth did not share how he killed it with the story on anything?
Yeah.
I mean, like, the Seth point of the story is how to kill these things.
Seth hadn't directly tangled with the worm snaky thingy. His story about the Anurana, if it bleeds, I can kill it.
Normal ways.
Let me double check one thing real quick. Because as I recall, they are not, in fact, vulnerable to silver. Yeah, they do not have silver vulnerability. So yeah, pretty much stick it with the pointy end is the story that you got of if you chop it long enough and hard enough, it falls over.
Fire.
I'm speed reading to make sure I haven't missed it, but I don't believe.
I know.
Came up. Not Ben giving me an accidental Ben cast on things that hurt frogs earlier today.
Yeah, they regenerate same damage at the same rate as Guru, but do not suffer any vulnerability to silver or any other substance. That's what I thought. Yeah.
For what it's worth, I don't think any of the bastard breeds suffer the silver vulnerability.
I don't think they do.
That's like a natural required thing, and they're all GMO beasties.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think your silver idea is going to work, though.
Okay.
So, probably stick with the soap.
Soap and spikes.
Soap and spikes. Like I said, though, don't really know why it's staying here, other than the fact that it might be weirdly fucked up or nesting.
Yeah.
Which means there might be another one nearby, if that's the case.
Oh, God.
Two of them would be crazy, though.
I really don't want Daddy Voidworm Thing to show up while we're in the middle of trying to kill Mommy Voidworm Thing.
That would be less than ideal.
Okay. Well, I think that takes us back to we said it, so we do it, and we fly back to the group.
Yeah.
So?
I'm assuming I feel them coming back and drop the invisibility once they reach us, given it's my magic on them.
And it would have had to have been done with correspondence to reach that far. Yeah, you probably would know exactly where we are, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
Hey guys, so,
good news and weird news.
We got frog people.
Jesse's gonna start laughing. Like, actually start laughing.
No, like, I remember that time you said I was crazy for saying frog? Mole people?
Time out. What was the thing
I didn't say you were crazy for mole people. I didn't say that shit.
Jessica is giving Chase the exact same look that she gives him when he talks about mole people.
I'm pretty sure Jesse's never even fucking questioned the mole people beyond, oh shit, really?
Yeah.
So no, she buys it.
Not you, Jesse. I appreciate you. But
only distraction is just fuck.
Yeah, no, there's frog people here. What was it you said, Astoria? They're attracted to pollution. And there's like a worm tainted thing probably from fucking Rockford.
There's always fucking worms.
Yeah, you know. It's like a major problem. There's like a worm tainted thing from probably Rockford because the river goes through there too. That's basically a living oil leak is what it looks like from above. So there was like a living oil leak and then frog people got horny about it and showed up.
This is going to laugh harder.
You have such a way with words, Chase.
Current.
He's absolutely losing it.
Current ideas that Astoria and I have spitballed include turning the river into Dawn dish soap.
Wheezing, not breathing.
And all of us flying up really high and just making metal spikes with magic to drop and doing that until there stops being a thing down there.
But also, these things don't usually stay in one place, so there's a reason it's staying in one place. If that reason is because it's like a fucked up weird hybrid, then that's potential. But there's also the potential it's like, I don't know, nesting or something, which means there might be two. So, I don't know.
Fingers crossed it's because it's hurt.
Well,
you might be that lucky for once.
Maybe I'm telling my age here. Have we confirmed that the river is oil?
There's like oil leaking into it.
From where?
Someone did a matter scan.
Oh, they did.
So there was that. I think it was Chicago or some shit. A long time ago. Where they had so many pollutants in their river, they could literally light it on fire. Don't all the wear things just hate that?
That was Ohio.
That does sound
fire
like
does kill most things. We could also try that.
I mean, far be it from me to stop, you know, cleaning up the world, and I'm not particularly a fan, but I feel like global warming's not really the focus anymore.
Yeah, that one's either going to resolve itself or it wasn't going to anyway. And I'm trying to eat tomorrow. But nah, you ain't wrong about just setting it on fire. We could definitely give that a go. I think we've got three plans now.
Well, the best idea, no matter what, is probably at least part of yours. If we want to have people high up throw the spikes, we could literally gate both sides of the river and confine it. Because whether we light this river on fire or fill it with dish soap or any number of other things, that doesn't much do us much good if it just swims farther downriver or upriver.
It gets it out of the town enough for us to see about some other things, but yeah, you're right.
Do we have some kind of, I don't know, if we find one of these lesser critters running around, are they connected to it somehow?
That was a no, right, Astoria?
I'm sorry.
They're not like a hive mind, are they?
I don't think so. Benji?
I think even a master-servant relationship would be...
Yeah, to your knowledge, you don't know of Anurana forming any kind of hive mind with each other or with anything else.
Okay, I don't think it's a hive mind. I don't know about the spirit itself. It had a way of reaching out to try and see if we were up there, so I feel like it probably has a way of, like, communicating with them, but it's not a hive mind.
Well, approaching it from whatever method we decide to use, fire's just an easy one in my world. I mean, we could...
I like the way you think.
Tinker with the entropy around it, so it always parts itself to the worst way for... If we had something that it made or connected to it, I think that would be a strong ritual component, though.
Should we just grab some water from the pollution? That's...
I was going to go with clean up one of its servants, but...
Oh, I don't know if those are the servants, thing. Though, they can, like, step sideways through the Umbra, just for your awareness.
That is out of my range.
Where's the can? Alright. Well, we could just change, if we're going to change the river rather than Dawn dish soap, we could just turn it all into something flammable.
True.
We would just need to figure out how we're stopping more water from pouring in.
You could just concrete off the side, like you were saying.
There is a concrete back, right?
But it will overflow over that, to some degree. I was thinking more...
I mean, if
almost grated.
If you concrete off the sides, then you don't let water through, then, you know, when we change the water, it won't go through the concrete barrier, right? So then only the stuff within the boundaries gets changed. And you've contained it for the most part.
Well, I think kind of like wiggles her head a little bit. It's not the Mississippi, but there's a lot of water that runs through the rock. I don't know how long we could dam it before it would overflow the dam.
Yeah, no, we would just need to do
bars on
either side of it so the river can keep flowing and then just maintain a spell that
transforms the water as it goes through. Which is going to take a little more work. It's doable.
Yeah. But also, dramatic shift in a approach here. Partially my bad, I didn't say this, but Astoria and I talked about this. They're not waterbound, and a lot of these plans seem to revolve around the idea. I say these, though they are some of partially mine, and the point is, if the plan involves it not getting out of the water to work... We should probably approach that with the knowledge that it probably can get out of the water.
So it itself is not waterbound? Because I know that
No. Not necessarily.
It seems to prefer being in the water as of this moment, and there haven't been a whole lot of sightings of it not in the water, but from what
fighting it in the water.
Absolutely. I mean,
like,
not.
It's being fed in the water. It doesn't have to hunt. It doesn't have to do anything. So, like, why would it move at that point? But, like...
Unless it was on fire.
Unless it was on fire, and then it rampages through the streets and becomes a whole other problem.
Which is why I have an idea. And it's a dramatic tone shift from what we've been saying. We need to feed it.
You want to feed it downriver and draw it out?
Feed it a bomb?
Yeah, I want to feed it a bomb. I want to feed it a husk of meat in a vaguely humanoid shape, laced with as much beyond fire as we could fit into said husk, set to go off after it's inside the thing.
It appears to prefer live prey.
We could make a husk twitch.
Catch it, or might be able to make something alive.
Give it some semblance of life.
Yeah. Humanoid meat with some electricity in it to make it jiggle.
I could gather something with...
Well, we don't need to restrict it to humanoid. We could go with something larger as well.
They've been feeding it people for a reason, probably. Oh, no, wait. It probably ate everything. Never mind. Make a giant fish.
Make it a cow.
Fish with a firecracker in it.
How about probably a deer?
The manner of animal probably doesn't matter as much as long as it's something it would view as food.
Like a fish.
In the river that it probably already picked clean itself.
Yeah, because it eats fish.
I would guess it's smart enough to know no one is coming fishing willingly anyway, is my problem with that one.
Which is why I started with humanoid meat, because it's clearly accustomed to the humanoid object.
I hate that humanoid is probably the safe one.
Yeah.
Well, it could also be any creature that flails its way down the river if it got caught theoretically up the river.
Have we explored up the river? Is there something causing a crazy tide, or is it just Where is the change that makes it stop being the normal river?
Out of character, the Rock is a fairly decent sized river.
Yes.
Like I said, it's not the Mississippi, but the Rock is definitely like a good sized river.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that way for a good ways north. But animals do occasionally fall in it.
But like, is that happening enough that it's a reliable trap? Or is it, like, if we're going to do something upstream, where's the marker we go to where the break is we're confident it won't show up? Is there just an oil pipe leaking somewhere?
So, in the middle of the town, there's a kind of egg-shaped island that's a couple hundred yards long. The oil slick that you can see kind of ends northish of that river, or northish of that island. So if you popped out in some of the houses to the north, you would be at least above where the oil is. Like, the thing can move, but you'd be north of where it's holed up at.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bend in the river right before the town.
So the level of indirect I was trying to touch on is if we can find something that symbolizes it, we could just curse it to have bad things happen and to the level that it doesn't survive. And we all risk, I don't know, getting eaten by a thing that has a taste for human flesh. But that's me solving problems with my own tools.
I'm gonna say, out of character, that's not something I've... Entry's not something I've used.
Jesse can help with that. In fact, Jesse looks really interested in his suggestion.
Like the, that one. Part of the problem, though, is that, like, it's highly worm-tainted, so, like... the likelihood of it responding to entropy is... I don't know.
Significant enough. We could do both. Possibly, if you think it would work. Curse it enough that it won't notice that it's eating a bomb.
Yeah, there we go.
Cursed enough that it actually fucking works at all. Instead of the bomb getting snuffed out on its insides or something.
Yeah.
I suppose we're also not going with the method of making a bargain with anything.
I don't make deals.
Astoria perks up at that.
I mean, we're dealing with the grossest option as far as monsters go. I don't see a world where deals go well with it unless you're giving it something else you just don't want. But like, isn't there that...
Oh, yeah, no.
I mean, like, what are the odds you just convince them there's a bunch of tasty bad boys over there? And then we just solve an oil spill and everything goes back to normal. That's optimistic thinking, but, you know.
Aletha.
Not very optimistic here.
Is there a water route from here to Chicago? We could just keep sending all of our problems to Chicago.
Say, Aletha kind of, like... You see her kind of zone out a bit as she tries to, like, map that out. No? Maybe? Not a reliable enough one? The Rock really comes down through Rockford. It doesn't really connect to the Great Lakes that I can think of.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, I'm confident this thing's not interested in moving anyway, which is why it's, you know, here and not moving. Astoria said they're usually pretty mobile, and if this one has settled down, there's probably a reason for that.
Yeah, if you were trying to send it anywhere, you might have better luck sending it to the Mississippi.
Yeah,
it's kind of its own issue.
There's not for sure. There's like probably fascists somewhere along the Mississippi too, but like, I'm not trying to send this to, there's probably maybe an option for it. I'm trying to send it somewhere that I can confirm there's fascists, and I don't think that's an option.
Yeah. I would not call your odds good on that.
Yeah, so I think we go with plans, whatever, F and G, I think they are at this point, of, we work on cursing this thing, hopefully enough that it doesn't notice that we have, whatever the weird twitchy thing that it's going to eat is actually a bomb, and then that blows it up from inside, and we don't have to deal with it. Is that, like, reasonable?
I like it.
All right.
Division of labor here.
I need to start working on creating a creature.
I hope it's one last question. Benji.
Wow.
This thing is... I'm rocking 4 intelligence and 3 occult, so tell me if I'm overstepping what I know. But the basics of, like, the wild, the weaver, and the worm is the weaver is stasis. It sounds like these things are acting super staticky. How deep could that go? Like, in your world, I suppose, to just motivate something to stop being static. It's the wrong, you're not designed to do that.
We've had worm-tainted weaver spirits already.
Well, there is that problem. There's always the problem of a hybrid. That does seem to gum up a lot of stuff.
I mean, that's something that Jesse has dabbled in, at least for the wild, of influencing their behavior in certain ways. Whether it's to get them to chill out a bit, or to act more in keeping with what they're supposed to be doing. So that's not outside of the realm of something that you could do with entropy.
So in one vein, if it comes down to it, hey, there's two of you, and the real worm thing to do would be eat the other one so you become a stronger worm creature.
Not entirely wrong, no.
I just want to make sure my mind's on the right track as I'm thinking about this.
Yeah.
Getting the worm to cannibalize itself would be chef's kiss optimal.
Ouroboros.
Yeah, but
if the worm wins, that is how the universe ends. So, like,
if it eats the rest of its little minions and does become stronger, then release it into hopefully not our backyard from here?
That's not how it works 99% of the time. A bear doesn't eat another bear and become stronger. You just have to let it think that's how that works.
But they're spirits, not bears.
Yeah, man.
You lose me on that part.
This is why I don't like spirits. They might just do that. It might just be that, yeah, it ate a bunch of fucking frog people and now it's got frog legs. Like, that's an option. And there's nothing scarier than a snake with legs.
Also, if they're two equal spirits, maybe they'll just wear each other down and then we deal with that.
I think frog people may not necessarily be equal. I think there's good odds that the frog people are tributing humans so that they can live in the pollution without being eaten themselves, and that it's a pretty one-way exchange of please don't kill me. I don't I don't think a fight between this thing and the frog people changes much, except that it has to get off its ass and go out into the city to eat now.
Are there three monsters we're dealing with?
We know there's at least...
There's only one monster we're dealing with, and then there's frog people.
Well, there's... I'm counting the frog monsters as monsters.
We only know of one more, and we're theorizing there could be two.
I'm also... Aren't there... Benji, correct me if I'm wrong, there's like a bunch of little spirit boys pitter-pattering around.
That's theoretically the frog people.
We should confirm that, because... The way I've been thinking about this is it has servants out here.
Well, so the servants are the frog people that have been snatching people up and like blipping into people's homes and grabbing them. So the blips are the spiritual anomalies I was seeing, and the frog people are the things with the weird eyes. But we could double check to make sure there's not a third thing. Yes.
Well, I guess either way, it's still good to know what the deal with those guys is, because a bunch of goons that can just sidestep onto us at any moment now is also an equally terrifying proposition.
Yes, the story was explaining the frog people stepping sideways and the stuff like that earlier.
And the other thing that was said earlier is that our current theory on why they're here is that they live in areas of high pollution, which this worm creature is putting out. And it stands to reason that if the worm creature was no longer putting out high pollution, they would probably leave.
Okay, so they are...
They're here for the oil.
My theory is backwards.
Okay.
I had the theory that they were creating said oil.
No, they...
Like a kind of thing.
Benji, am I wrong
here? The worm creature disperses the oil.
Correct.
Yeah. The worm creature is making oil. The frog people like living in areas of pollution and are probably... Chase's theory that I have just expressed is the frog people want to live in the pollution and also want to not get eaten, so every now and then they're just dragging a human or two in and hucking them at the creature so that it'll eat that instead of them.
Is also Astoria's running thing, and if they keep feeding it, it's not going to move out of the way, and they'll get to continue living here for the low price of a human sacrifice every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, we do know how to fight those.
So we're thinking, if we curse this thing and trick it into eating a bomb and blow it up, or set it on fire from the inside, or electrify it if Jesse feels like mixing it up a bit.
Shrug.
One way or another, we kill it to death, and then when it dies, the pollution stops and the frog people leave, and then we've solved a lot of problems, but maybe still manage to cash in on the everything is scary fear and sell these people a bunch of weapons they'll not need for very long.
Hey, Banjo.
Yes?
Where on the kill on sight list are the frog people?
Depends on who you are. They're a mockery breed, so if you're a werewolf, they're pretty high on the kill on sight list. So the mockery breeds, for anybody who doesn't know, are... manufactured by the corporation Pentex as a weapon of the there's werewolves out there, and we could use some of those on our side. So they've made a few different attempts at that. Werefrogs are one of them. Werewolves are hella offended by them. Mages, I guess, if you're got a major beef with Pentex and are kind of focused on wormish taint, they'd probably be pretty high up the list. But like, not mages and Pentex aren't usually a huge thing. Mages are more worried about the technocracy. So like, you. you'd want them.
I think
gone.
That also varies based on sec to some degree.
So kill a couple, let some of them go if they get away. We don't have to worry about like chasing them to the ends of the earth.
I don't. Yeah, it's not like Nafondi or even like Black Spiral Dancers would probably be a little bit higher on the hunt them all down scale than Anurana. Theoretically, Anurana could be turned to the side of Gaia. It's been speculated. And there were legitimate werefrogs in ye olden days before they were exterminated in the War of Rage. So, like, yeah, not necessarily super high on the they must all die scale.
Chase respects the hustle, honestly, because, like, we're just talking about normal, mundane-ass human beings that managed to make that, and that's pretty fucking impressive. Good for them. Still don't want to hear that.
We made a werebear.
Hmm?
We made a werebear.
You made a bear!
Yeah, but we did that with magic, right? Like, Pentax isn't the technocracy, probably. And I don't think they have, like, the same hypertech or anything, like...
They've got their own...
Chase doesn't know the inner workings of Pentax. He's just impressed, because to his knowledge, Pentax is, like, just a company.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a shady, like, yeah, okay, there's some cyberpunk dystopia stuff going on in there, but to his knowledge, they don't have enlightened scientists over there, and they managed to make fucking werefrogs, and, like, he respects the hustle, honestly. He is impressed with them.
Alright, well, I mean, if we get the opportunity, Jesse, it seems like they might be swayed, kind of like what you did with your forest stuff, but yeah, if they get up and go because we've cleared the pollution and killed the worm snake, worm tainted snake.
Yeah, it's just all so fucking weird every time.
A lot of terrible concepts have been introduced to your life in the last year.
Man. Every time I think I'm not going to be a little surprised, I'm a little surprised.
I'd like to say you'll get used to it, but even I was a little bit surprised to see werefrogs here.
Well, maybe the next thing will at least be a little less horrifying.
I wonder if they're related to weretoads.
That was a fucking thing, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
We've got a plan, yeah?
I guess.
We've got a plan.
Well... Oh, yeah, that's where we were. I had said division of labor, and then...
He asked me to do something with heavy shit.
Yeah, that was how we're gonna divvy up the loot after we're done with this. In the meantime, we've got cursing. Who's comfortable with cursing things?
Astoria raises her hand.
Raised hand.
I think I can.
Yes, you can, Jesse. Raise your hand.
Okay.
Zaldo raises his hand because I can help with that if needed. Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Out of character first. Has Jesse hit time 4?
Yes.
And that is something that would have been known to the party by now, yeah?
Jesse is aware because it happened because she dropped an anchor at home with Lachlan and she felt it.
Mm-hmm.
No, she has not announced it.
Wild. She knows a time mage that could tell her lots of things. Okay, never mind. that's like the Cult of Ecstasies. That's their seat on the council. We have one of those.
She's maybe talked to Allison about it, but like, I don't think she's brought it up to the party as well.
In 4 months?
When would it have come up? I don't know. If so asked, important maybe.
To know.
At wizarding school.
Literally at wizarding school.
At if wizarding school. At
wizarding school, then yes. I forget that wizarding school happens.
Yeah. We're still getting together to try to explain concepts and also just generally work on magic stuff. I imagine most people's increase in spheres in any variety can be justified by wizarding school at this point.
That's fair.
So yeah, it would be in character for Chase to have the suggestion.
Okay.
Jesse. I think you may be very important for the construction of the bomb itself. And I'm sure this is going to be kind of a new one for you that you haven't had to do super often. We need you to suspend a spell with a delay. You know, so that it can be inside the snake when it explodes.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm aware, you are the only person we have that can do that.
She's gonna look at Tiernan with like a slight like squint, like, can you do that? She doesn't say it, but like the squint is like a you?
It's just full blown winks back.
And I ain't.
We're looking for some chronomancy on top of a runic explosive. Yes, no.
Yeah.
Is that appropriate Hermes terms?
Hermes terms.
Yeah. I've got some explanations for how to do it, but I can't. That was Seth's thing.
Yeah. So, Tiernan, is that a thing you can help with?
I believe so. By that, I mean, force is 2 is my probably limiter.
Do you also have time, though?
Yeah.
You should be able to at least join on the ritual, and that puts only 2 of us that can do that.
There you go.
Unless Jessica has managed to figure out her time sphere yet.
She is only time 3.
But she has time and forces, and she can be involved in that.
Could join on the spell.
Yeah.
Ideally, the bigger the bang, the more likely this is to succeed.
We just gotta blow up the middle of the river.
Astoria, you are very confident in your curses. And I'm very confident in my ability to back you up on that. And Olathe.
I believe I'm building a body.
You are building a body.
Never expected to play Frankenstein.
I do think.
Really? That's like a whole section of life magic.
Okay, I guess I never expected to play Frankenstein for a bomb.
You've known me. You should have.
We were literally talking about a Frankenstein monster like a couple months ago.
Regardless, the one documented method of feeding that we have witnessed, well, still indirectly, but directly through magic, is people huck a body into the river, or a person, a living person, into the river. That's like the one thing that we can say for sure is a thing that happens here. And I think it would be best to keep this to as natural as possible.
Yeah.
So hunt a deer?
So this might sound terrible. What are we counting as the odds of one of these poor souls who's locked themselves in their house has died in there within the past few days? Or is near it?
Damn, that's dark, dude. I was just thinking Olathe could make, like, a human husk.
Well...
You know, no brain, no soul, no nothing except, like, kidneys and a heart.
That is what we're doing.
But when we're talking... things that can prevent an error of that level, it's at least worth mentioning.
I mean, he's right. If we fuck up on this, that's a pretty big mistake.
I don't like it. Let me be clear about that guy who suggested war crimes, I'm pretty sure.
Even if it doesn't necessarily eat it, as long as Jesse makes it explode in the river with it, the shockwave should at least injure it.
And then we go to plan B,
but
which
I am
is
not feeding a living person to this thing.
No, a dead person. He did say a dead person.
It was you that said earlier that it prefers live prey, though, yeah?
I mean, yeah, but like returning some semblance of like living flesh to it is not...
You can jumpstart a couple more nerve endings for the last minute.
And out of character, he also suggested... a person near death.
Yeah, Tiernan very much said a person near death was one of the options, which is where
is coming from. He said both. He said that. He said dead or, you know, near that. And Olaf is like, we're not doing that.
No.
That wasn't just out of nowhere. That was very much it.
Fine. Find a dead body. It's worth considering. We're very clear on that, right? This thing has killed, what, a lot of people?
Yeah, I guess if we go with the find a dead body option, then Olathe's job turns into animate a dead body.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you don't have to bring the mind back or the spirit back or anything at that point. It's just the life.
Just a wee spot of necromancy in the morning.
Yeah, don't love it. It kind of goes against every teaching, but,
yeah, I'm trying to figure out both for her religion.
If it's not a thing you're comfortable with, that's fine.
Olaf is just kind of going to shake her head. Like,
we can find another way. It's okay.
I will make something.
Yeah. It's ethical. Ethical cannibalism.
Jesse gives a look. Like, ew.
I'll knock until you've tried it.
No, what the fuck?
Oh, I'm so glad the heat's off me now.
I got you.
I feel like that was in a book somewhere.
Okay, you two go curse stuff somewhere else.
Yeah.
Jesse.
So Tiernan and Jesse, make it a bomb.
You come with me.
Tiernan and Jesse, making a bomb.
Yeah, it would be Jessica,
Jesse.
Tiernan
and Jesse and Jessica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And JJ making a bomb.
Out of character. Davion, this one's going to go to you. Mm-hmm. Are we allowed to use the crew of the ship?
Do they have time?
No, but they have life.
All of them have 2 points in life.
If you say no, that is fine. I will have Olathe do it on her own. I'm trying that. I don't want to overpower this, and...
My default setting is we don't have to put someone on watch.
I'm just looking at the resources available. If it's not an available resource, that is fine.
I'm going to say no for the timing.
Okay. Then Olathe is solo building a body.
Oh, is there no life in the rest of everyone?
Everyone else is involved in other parts of the project.
Oh.
I'll say we're busy.
Based on Astoria running with the curse.
And Astoria and Jesse are my two other life mages.
Got it.
Yeah,
got it.
You and Jesse are making the bomb with Jessica. And Olathe just needs to make something because, like, realistically, it's in shitloads of polluted water. It probably doesn't see very well. I think this should be an easy mark.
I just had a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Is it consuming people or is it consuming souls?
Probably, yes.
I don't like that question.
I don't like that I just dropped dice.
Well.
You rolled pretty good. You should theoretically have that info, hopefully.
Well, Benji.
Hashtag DM.
Do these things eat
muted?
Bodies, or do they eat souls, Dementor style?
Well, to the knowledge that you have, if this is the creature you are familiar with, it's eating bodies. It's also behaving in some unusual ways and pumping out a lot of spirit energy, so it's also not impossible that it's eating souls.
Okay. There is the off chance it's going after souls too, so we might have to make it look enticing.
Well, I suppose you can try to attach some kind of soul to it after I'm done creating it.
I suppose.
Side option,
guys.
Side option. Consider this. I get my humanity point back with this next quote, by the way. If I'm not mistaken, quintessence can be made to sure look a lot like other stuff. Essence or whatever. Maybe that just fits the role and we don't have to duct tape a soul to it.
Yeah,
that prime spirit mage should probably be the one doing that to make it look right.
I can do that.
So could I. We could work on it together after we finish this.
Yeah, out of character, Olathe wasn't suggesting chopping a soul. We can figure that out after we make a body and a bomb.
That tracks. We will figure that one out after we have done the curse.
Just figured I should do my due diligence with, you know, being the spirit person.
We should do that one first, actually. Staple some quintessence to it to make it last, but because I think once we start cursing this thing, it's probably going to notice, and we should have everything else ready to go. Once we start cursing this thing, it might notice. We're going to have to be very subtle about this.
It is certainly going to notice, considering it noticed that we were looking.
Yeah, hang on. If we start cursing it and it notices it's being cursed, it's probably not going to eat the body.
You put something on the body to expose it to the curse. We do not have to go curse it from here.
We could curse the body. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm figuring we make a bobble or whatever, and then when this thing rips into the torso, it's going to crack something that explodes, something that curses it, and something that looks enough like it to bite it in the first place. Or wait, are frogs one of those things that eat things whole? I don't know how giant frogs work.
This is a giant.
It's not a giant frog, it's a snake. And snakes do eat things whole.
Yeah. Okay. We will curse the husk to be more likely to be consumed.
By the snake. Visit.
By the snake, yes. And we'll stuff it full of explosive. Or be on fire, or honestly, air pressure would be a funny one. J Squad and Tiernan. Air pressure for the memes, honestly. Blow a snake up like it's Shrek.
Send chunks everywhere, like in a pressure wave.
If it doesn't make it blow up like a balloon, like in Shrek.
Like in what?
Maybe we focus on not the memes, an actual explosion. That way it doesn't just... Actually, out of character. I don't know. Can snakes burp?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think they can. Yeah, snakes can... At least normal snakes can regurgitate or burp. Maybe not air pressure. Maybe actual explosion.
Yeah, that's fair.
There are some creatures that can't. Snakes are not among them.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I'm less sure on worms.
Go with whatever you guys are most confident about will kill it, then, in that case. I'm just always on the lookout for style points.
I do kind of want to see the firestorm in the oil river. I feel like I'll miss a chance for this if I don't take it now.
Well, an explosion can probably do that for you.
Yep. There's okay. Good odds that if it blows up, it'll set the river on fire, and then it'll be great.
Well, you guys can go ahead and roll for this stuff, but actually doing it is probably going to have to wait till next week because it's like 10 minutes from the end of session. Or 10 minutes. So I have it up to y'all if you want to roll or not, or if we'll go ahead and call it here.
I have a question.
What you got, nerd?
Since I'm making this, is this life 4?
Hey, brother.
Be sure, bud.
That is why we've been saying humanoid shape rather than a full human.
Hey, bud. You're in a cart that I've been saying has a canonical garden on it at all times. Just make some plants look fleshy.
I'm thinking that different creatures also can do... They will go through river by scent and taste.
Get those flavors in there.
I'm just asking my DM for a difficulty. Like, if I want to make it out of plants, that does reduce my difficulty.
You'll need more successes, but...
Like, that does bring in green thumb?
Which way are you confident?
Which way am I confident?
Yeah, like...
Given Olathe's style of magic, the way I was kind of picturing doing this was gathering different kind of like trees and mud and shit, and then a bit of her own blood to give it like flavor.
Just make a mandrake about it.
I don't know what that means.
The Harry Potter screaming plant.
Okay, yeah, that's what came to mind. I don't know how that works though. I don't remember how they made those in the movie. It's been...
I grew them.
It's just a plant.
Yeah.
How evil are these creatures? Do they want to eat a baby more than a person?
It's probably less meat. So... Maybe.
Yeah.
Tenderest.
We just need something with maybe a dozen bones, some meat, and some skin. And maybe a face. And that's all we need.
All right, I'm gonna throw this
I need to go to bed.
Yes.
Don't leave us, coward.
Are going to stay with us up there. And Operation Set the Blackwater on Fire is going to commence next week, and we'll see what happens there.
There, that's my first roll. It's some number of successes depending on how we decide to make this body.
Yeah.
Then we need to get together and figure out wonders and shit, and we also all need to figure out what how many times our nodes procced. And
not you sending it with the fucking dice again before figuring out the diff and using any resources.
I used a willpower. It's a resource.
Quintessence exists.
It does. But I had already rolled it and dropped off the willpower. But I don't... We still don't have this all this shit knocked out on our sheets. So... And it's becoming more and more apparent.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
You're gonna have to remind me about doing this stuff sometime this weekend, probably, because I've got 728,482 things going on right now. Because I'm not going to remember. So, that.